Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everyone. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. It is Thanksgiving, a little strange because everyone's been eating turkey all day. And they've been getting full and
oh no.
A lot of stuff in there and a lot of crazy things going around out there on the highways. But we just want to make sure that, you know, to let everyone know.
Yes.
For the custard pie.
Yes.
Amen.
And the turkey,
the stuffing,
mashed potatoes, cranberry.
And then,
hey,
what's going on?
Turkeys.
Hey. What's going on around here? Wait, grab that guy.
Hey,
I like to move it.
Go get him.
Get that one.
Go get that one. He's
Perry,
out the door.
He's over there to the left. Grab him.
I can't run that fast.
Bulla, by your feet, by your feet.
Yeah.
We got dancing turkeys in the studio. Hallelujah.
Thanksgiving Zumba.
to the left.
Oh, that was scary. Hey, he came back. Oh, man. You know what happens? Well, you guys heard of Duck Dynasty. This is Turkey Dynasty going on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. As you know, it's a little crazy, but you know what? God is crazy about you. Yeah. Hallelujah.
He's in control.
You know, he's in control. Turkeys and all. Just want to thank Mark and Mary Benson over at Honolulu Ford.
Yes.
Just thank you for your faith, for your prayers, and for your support for making this vision, this dream a reality.
Yes. Thank you,
for
Honolulu
all of us
Ford.
Right now. And we also want to thank Danny Asau and his team over there working really hard to make sure everybody gets in something that's comfortable for them, affordable for them.
Yes.
Gets them from point
make
A
it the
to
right
point B.
Fit for your family.
Also want to give a big shout out and thank you to Salem Media Hawaii for partnering with us and for having the vision. Leilani and Dave and Jack and all you guys, big props out to you. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so much
God
to
bless
be
you.
Thankful for
yes.
in 2014. And we want to say happy Thanksgiving to all of you out there, whether you're on this side of the fence or on that side of the fence.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Because, you know, Thanksgiving is more than just turkey and pumpkin pie. It's about having a moment to be grateful
yes.
for everything that we have. And you
and,
see, it's.
Yes.
I was talking about this the other day. I said, it's not about your longitude. It's not about your latitude. And it's not about your aptitude. It is
mm-hmm.
about your attitude that will get you closer to God.
Yes,
it's not about
you,
where you are or where you're going or where you're sitting right now. It's not about the smarts in your head. It's about the heart, the thing that's beating
Amen.
Inside of your body. The one thing that God can see that man cannot see is your heart. See, God looks at your heart, not at what's on the outside.
Amen.
If he looked at what was on the outside, he'd be just like everybody else. They'd be putting you down, naming you down, rejecting you, dejecting you, and keeping you under their thumb. But the Lord lifts you up. And he does
Hallelujah.
That through the word of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we have a lot to be thankful for, you know, and today is just a wonderful time to come together to do that. And we also want to give a shout out to all of our brothers and sisters, whether you're in Waiava, in Halava, FDC, OCCC, WCCC, or all the way over in Saguaro, Arizona. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ha'oli laho maika'i today, I believe, would be Happy Ooh. Thanksgiving.
Maika'i o lelo.
Maika'i o lelo. Ha'oli ma popo ya'o.
I'm only Filipino, so I don't.
All you gotta do, ladies, go. Pss, 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 pss. Okay.
Stay one.
Tell you.
Mabuhay Thanksgiving.
You know, and this is before we've had our meal. But actually, let you guys know, we're actually recording this because there's no way we'd be awake at 9:30 p.m. to do this
but
live.
It is Thanksgiving.
It's Thanksgiving. The studio's closed, but we're here just giving you the word of God.
Just me, Bulla, and Pastor Barry.
Want to welcome Pastor Barry. You know, Pastor Barry came all the way in from the west side, you know, and that's
Island
a long
Praise
way.
International Ministries.
Yeah, we just...
Hallelujah.
He brings his own fan
Welcome,
club.
Welcome, Pastor.
Not many of our
Thank
pastors
you.
Bring their fans, but Barry brings his fans with them.
They all reside in Honolulu Zoo.
Well, I thought it was going to be a family reunion. I just didn't know when.
Couple of turkeys under your chair over there.
Just great for the three of us to be here. You know, it is Thursday. You know, a lot of people talking about Black Friday and all this kind of stuff, you know. And, you know, the best, what was that one, the Black Friday? The best Black Friday was the one there was no returns. That was at Calvary on the cross.
Yeah, that's right.
No returns, just one gift.
No need returns.
The eternal gift of salvation. And that's what we bring to you through the powerful word and the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Is that the price that was paid. See, everybody's looking for a deal. Everybody wants a deal out there. Oh, I got, you know, it's so funny because people, if you're going to go buy a car and the car was like 20 grand and you got it for 10 grand, that'd be a heck of a deal.
Amen.
You'd be standing on top of the mountains. Wow, I got this half off. Imagine if you got something that was going to last forever and it cost you nothing. I mean, that's like no matter what you're getting, if it didn't cost you a thing, but it was already paid in full, I would say that would be the deal of a lifetime.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it is.
And that's called salvation because that's an eternal solution to your temporary situation. See, people got to get their paradigms adjusted. They have to look at things a little bit different.
Yes.
The price of eternal existence, your salvation, already paid on the cross in full. You didn't have to open your wallet. All you had to do was open your heart and open your mouth and say, Lord,
say yes.
Amen.
Forgive
like
me.
That.
And be my savior.
Amen.
That is the deal of all deals. For all of you guys that are shopaholics out there looking for the best deal, I'm telling you, the best deal is Jesus Christ. His name is God. Because that one shopping, that one instance, that one interlude, that one brief conversation with God will take care of you the rest of your life. You don't have to go shopping for anything else.
And God don't take credit cards.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just open up your heart.
He just wants his heart.
Amen. You know, sometimes me, I put the Chinese sign, me look for deal.
You looking for deal.
Me look for deal. How I can get better deal from you.
Better deal.
Oh. But you know what? The best deal I ever had was the day that I met Jesus Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And I gave him my whole heart.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Nothing less but my whole heart.
Amen.
You know, and it really matters because I grew up in the church, but it didn't really matter until the day that I said no to the world and yes to him. And that's what I have
Pastor.
A lot to thank God for because he didn't have to do it.
That's right.
I'm so glad he did.
Oh, yes.
Well,
Hallelujah.
You know, when you talk about growing up in the church, many of us grew up in the church, and it's kind of like, you know, if you hang around world-class athletes, that doesn't make you a world-class athlete.
Yeah.
If you hang around collegiate volleyball players, that don't make you a collegiate volleyball player. You might be around people that are. You might look like they are, but until you make that commitment, see, what makes them a professional athlete, what makes them a world-class athlete, what makes them a collegiate all-star is when they make that commitment to what they believe in. The same thing of growing up in church. We can play the role. We can play church. We can do a hallelujah and praise the Lord, but until you make that commitment to Jesus Christ, you're just around a lot of people that go to church.
Amen.
And many of us today are running away from the cross and running away from conviction instead of running towards the cross with conviction. And that's a problem that we have. The world was not meant to change the church. The church was meant to change the world.
It's
I'm going to preach it.
Feel good.
And it's that's right. You know,
it's not about feel good, be good, look good.
Right now, you know, if it's all about feeling good, that's not good enough for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Because repentance, remember, repentance is to stop what you're doing, not to tone it down,
turn the other
not
way.
To turn left, but to turn around. And it's not a 360 degree turn. Come on, do your geometry.
180, baby.
If you did 360, you're going to be back to doing what you were doing.
Yeah.
So, but it's got to be 180. 180 is going the other way. You're going down
go
King Street this way. You got to be going King Street
as
the other way.
As a new creation. Yeah.
You got to walk away.
Amen.
You got to turn away. So a lot of people, that's really difficult. That's really controversial for them because they have to give something up. Well, you forget what was given up on the cross for each and every one of us.
You know, the gospel of God is not to make us comfortable,
right.
But it's confrontational.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Convicted.
Because it causes us, convicting, it causes us to change from what we once were who he wants us to be. And it, we're like Pastor Keith said, and I'm so glad that I was able to sit in with you all yesterday. We're not under construction.
Don't pity
me. We're going in this journey. And each day we've got to die to ourselves.
Amen.
You know, I remember reading a story as some company was going, they passed out a memo. Today, someone has died in the company who has held our growth back. They had an open casket, and each one went by the casket. They looked inside. They were surprised to see a mirror.
Hey, I like that.
A mirror.
That is good.
And you know, it reminded me of who I really am. I'm just a wretched man without Jesus Christ within my life. I've got to take a daily look at that mirror because, you know, I might find some cracks and crevices here and there.
Yeah.
But it also reveals the confrontational part who I really am.
But thank the Lord that every day you take your daily bread. Amen.
Amen.
And he restores you in full.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Did you guys ever think about, you know, that's in the Lord's Prayer. I was just thinking about the other day. Give us this day our daily bread. And I'm going like, well, you know, it's just like when you give your kids allowance, right? If you give your kids, say, $20, and there's 52 weeks in the year, so that would be about $1,040 if you were to give him his entire allowance for the year. What would happen if you gave your kid $1,000 and $1,040 January 1st and say, here's your allowance for the year?
It's gone.
Well, in a matter of weeks, the thing is gone. And then gone. What? They're going to be hanging, their face going to be dragging, all moy lepo, the chin dragging on the ground.
They're going to wait a whole year.
Puppy dog eyes. And you say, what happened? Well, I spent my allowance. But that was for the whole year. I know, but I spent it. You know, we've all been there. So, but you see, that's the same thing. If we have to keep coming back for our daily bread,
right. Amen.
That means we're going to get enough just for that day. You know, and some of you might be good to handle your finances, but many of us, just give us enough to get by today, like
yes,
our daily
Lord,
bread.
Thank you, Father.
Because that makes us remember, praise God, from whom all blessings flow,
yes.
Where the blessings are coming from. We come back for our daily bread because we can't do with too much and we would starve with too little, but we get our daily bread. He's going to give us what we need, not usually what we want.
You know, he never gives us what we want, but he gives us what we need. You remember in the Old Testament when he was a pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. He gave them manna and quail. He didn't give them more than they could chew off. You know, and he said, you got to do this
Amen.
Day by day. Just gather what you need. And that's the goodness of God. Because if he gave us everything, all we wanted, we wouldn't need him.
But
even
then in our shortfall, what do? We grumble.
Yeah.
they was hungry. They got food. Then they would grumble.
Forgive us, Lord.
We still came up short.
Amen.
You know, some people like today, you know, they grumble because of the job they have when three years ago, they never have a job. And they have a job now and they go like, oh, you know, well, if you want a better job, you might have to better yourself. You know, and a lot of people have a certain level of expectancy and they feel they're entitled to certain things. If you're breathing, you got all the entitlement for the day.
Stop the stinking thinking.
Well, it's the pettiness.
Eyes focused on Jesus. Amen.
It's that pettiness that's going to hurt them from their blessedness.
Ooh,
amen.
Gee, Patsy, you got some Thanksgiving quotes there.
Yeah, I'm rolling. Must have been I was up cooking my birds, cooking my stuff.
And I think it was the 5 a.m. Safeway visit.
Well, you know, I know the Lord is with me because I went to Safeway at 5 a.m. and it was empty. So.
But he was really happy. We had a discovery. God gave us a revelation today that we should shop for Thanksgiving the day before. Well, not that day at 3 o'clock.
You can go to Safeway. It's open 24 hours. They restock at about midnight. There's nobody there. You don't have anybody banging you with their cart trying to grab the last thing of celery. It's like empty. People are actually smiling. Even though they got work, they're happy because nobody in delusion yet. But it was a very pleasant experience. But, you know, I want to just get back to our brothers and sisters that are on the other side of the fence. Because
yes,
I know you're
Lord.
Looking up at that window right now. You're looking up at that moon, that sliver of a moon. You're looking up at that star and you're saying, wow, sounds all happy and jolly out there. I'm stuck inside here. Well, I want to explain to you, you really are not stuck. You're in a position for extreme growth. You're in a place for extreme opportunity. You're in a situation that is going to change your life like we're talking about. You see it on reality TV. Well, you got reality life going on with you right now. You don't need no TV station. God is working on you. But it takes two to tango and two to make a mango. So what's going to happen is if you're willing, if you're going to listen... I know you'll catch that tomorrow, baby. You know, if you're willing to listen and give your ear to the Lord, he wants to talk to you. But if you can put both your fingers in your ear and go, na-na-na-na-na, can't hear you.
Yeah. You're gonna
like
miss
the commercial
the
on TV, you know, you're not going to hear nothing. But the Lord has removed you from the opihi you was hanging around or was hanging on you. He removed you from all of the opala to put you in a place where he doesn't have to yell at you. He can talk to you, but still yet, you got to want to listen because he's not going to force himself, but it's all about choice and free will.
He wants you to choose.
If we were perfect beings, our names would be Adam and Eve, but we're not. So because of our choices, we have fallen from grace. Amen.
Amen. You know, when we fell from grace, it was only powerful enough for him to give us his redemption. And,
Amen.
You know, grace, something we didn't work for, but we've got it.
Yes.
But all we've got to do is just say yes. And, you know, at times we may find ourselves broke, busted, and disgusted.
Hallelujah.
Behind the bars, sitting at the curbside, you know, just got out of one marriage. And all of these things are going on. But know that God is working everything out for your good.
That is scriptural.
You know, instead of saying, why me? Why not? Why not her? Why not him? Let me encourage you and say, why not?
Yeah.
What is
why
God trying to teach you through this experience? Come on, let's be real. We all go through troubles and trials, and some of us has been through hell and back.
That's right.
But it doesn't really matter because the more we go through things, we know that without a shadow of doubt that we are being purged. That we are being purged and causing us to prune off this relationship, prune off that, and this or that. But it's causing us to be made more in the image of God.
Praise the Lord. You know, I'd like to, Pastor Barry is. Picked a scripture today, and it's in Colossians 1:9-14, and in my version, the NIV, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Brother Barry?
Amen. Coming from the Amplified Version. Verse 9, for this reason we also, from the day we heard of it, have not ceased to pray and make special requests for you, asking that you may be filled with the full, deep, and clear knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God, in an understanding and discernment of spiritual things, that ye may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him and desiring to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. We pray that you may be invigorated and strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, forbearing with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints of God's holy people in the light. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control of the dominion of darkness and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood, which means the forgiveness of our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And that was a long verse, and that was some verses 9-14. But I'm going to come right out of the Jesus book, because
well,
we love
I'll
the Jesus
it.
Book. And bring so it goes it. Like this. That's why we still yet stay praying for you guys from the first time Epaphras went, tell us how you guys stay. We ask God to forgive you guys all the things you guys need for find out what he like you guys for do. Then you guys can get good thinking for do the right thing, and God's Spirit going to help you guys understand the whole thing. Then make sure you guys act just like you guys the boss's kids. That going to make the boss feel good. Then every time you guys do something, you guys can do good things and know God more better and get more strong inside from God's awesome kind power that going to make you guys handle any kind and hang in there a long time.
Oh, amen.
Then you guys can thank the Father and feel real good inside. He would make us his kids so we can all get the good stuff he going to give all his kids, the people that stay special for
his
God.
Ohana.
He would take us out of the dark so we don't got to do the bad kind stuff no more, and would take us where Jesus stay inside the light and make him our king. Jesus, God's boy, and his Father get love and aloha for him. Jesus, the one when go cut us guys loose, so we don't got to do any kind of bad things no more.
Amen.
He went hemmo the shame we get.
Hemmo.
For do the bad kind stuff we went do.
Hemmo.
Straight from the Jesus book.
Amen.
Amen. You know, verse number 12, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us and made us fit.
Thank you.
You know,
Father,
I thank God for my life today. I thank God that he has afforded me to fit in to his kingdom. And how did it happen? I had a Damascus Road experience where God just took me apart, separated me. I had a major heart surgery because, you know, it wasn't the aptitude, but it was all about my attitude. Like you
Hallelujah.
Said, Pastor.
Hallelujah, Bulam.
Well, you know, it was like a lot of people remember, you, and I always like to make it where we can understand what's going on in the heavenlies and what's being applied to here on earth. You remember the commercial where they get the piece of, like, it's a metal rod, and they put it in the fire, and they're banging it, and it comes out red hot, then they put them in the water, psh,
right.
Then they bring them out, they bang that bad boy again, And it's a long process, and it's a painful process, and it's an arduous task. But in the end, you know, that same piece of blob of metal that was just a blob of a piece of metal, of raw iron, has now become a finely manufactured, a finely engineered sword that a military officer carries at the side of his saber that is now with the United States Marine Corps. You see, that shiny sword that they have had to start from somewhere. It didn't just happen like that. It got pounded in the process. It got chilled in the process. And it got to freezing temperature and then pounded again and again and again. It had to get shaped. It had to get transformed. It had to get reformed into the likeness of the image of what the creator or the person or the artisan was trying to do. As we are in the likeness of his image, you see, we were made perfect, but because of our choices, we've fallen away from that.
Yeah.
So that's why we are always trying to get back to where we came from.
Amen. You know, here's a quote. If an egg is broken from an outside force, life ends. If an egg is broken from an inside force, life begins. What am I saying? When Christ, when Jesus is on the inside, he's working from the inside out. And he's going from the inside.
Because it's the beginning.
We can change our clothes every day. We can put on our makeup. We can put on our wigs. We can put on our dentures. But it doesn't really matter because that's the outer appearance. But what Christ is really looking for on the inner appearance, and it leads towards our heart, the intentions of our hearts, the attitude of our hearts. And if we're wanting to be thankful about this day and Thanksgiving, like you said, Pastor, Thanksgiving, it's not about just this one day.
That's right.
It's every day. 365 or 66 days of the year.
Amen.
In the good, in the bad, when all hell is breaking loose, pick up your cross. When you find yourself crying for reasons unknown, pick up your cross. When you are going through a bad day, for those of you on the inside, pick up your cross.
That's right.
Even though you heard the words, I don't love you no more, don't call me no more, pick up your cross and keep walking. Because
God loves you.
Amen.
That's right. Because if you're going through hell, don't stop. If you're going through hell, don't stop. And for all of our friends out there, we'll say that sounds really good, churchy and all that stuff. My prayer for you is, if you don't know Jesus, I just hope you don't die. You know, because all the people that have come back from the, from being dead, that have come back to this life, have never said, oh, yeah, you want to die and go down there. No, they've all said you need to go and make your life right to get to heaven. Not one person who the Lord has allowed to come back to life after being certified clinically dead, have they said, oh, no, it's okay going to hell. No, they said far from it. It is the worst place in the world. And so you need to take heed to that. But, you know, the wonderful thing about that is we come together. And Pastor Barry was saying, Thanksgiving is one day. But I challenge all the believers, I challenge all the Christians out there about living a life of thanksgiving. Because that's the heat's on now. It's not about one day eating turkey and stuffing and going, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's like when your boss tells you, you know what, I got to give you a pink slip. It's like when the guys come to repo your car. It's like when CPS comes to take your kids. It's like when your loved ones don't call you and you're locked up inside.
Attitude.
Are you going to have a life of thanksgiving, or are you going to fall into the pit and start blaming everybody around you?
Attitude.
You know, I could blame everybody for my faults, but it wouldn't get me nowhere.
Right.
But the day that we step up and step out for Christ, he reveals to us everything in that mirror in the casket.
Revelation.
And he shows us, because the Word of God is, one, inspirational, illuminational,
healing,
and revelational. It reveals to us.
Our special treat from us to you is none other than Israel Kamaka Viva Ole. Wonderful world. Close your eyes, enjoy this song, and we'll come back and close up right after this.
Glassy sky. clouds are white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more.
Everybody gotta save theirself, make their kule on a pono for help the other one. And when you make your kule on a, you know, pono, then it's going, it's like kind of automatic kind of. You don't need to talk, the stuff going happen. And you just gotta let them, and the stuff just waiting for when you ready.
Pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you.
What a wonderful yes. world. Hey, we just want to say happy Lord. Thanksgiving. We love you guys.
Amen. Hallelujah to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving, Gobble Gobble.
Happy Thanksgiving to all my family out there.
Yes.
My brothers, my sisters, my brethren, we love you guys. But Jesus loves you so much more.
So much more.
So remember to turn in tomorrow night, 9:30, same time. If you're tired of getting blessed, messed up, come get blessed up. But,
amen.
You know, we love you guys. But God, he loves you guys so much more. So very blessed, you know. Monday to Friday, 9:30 p.m., 99.5, Hawaii's Christian Talk Radio Station. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. Now get some rest tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.